Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing a subject called David, a Covenant Man of Faith, and we're doing topic number 5 from a 6-part series, and the title of that topic is David is Sent into Battle. We go to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 38 to 40. That's 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 38 to 40. Reading from 38. So Saul clothed David with his armour, and he put on a bronze helmet on his head, and also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armour and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for him 5 smooth stones from the brook, and put them in his shepherd's bag in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Let me now expand on these verses. Saul gives David his armor, the best you could have in Israel, but David rejects it. David chose his weapons not according to their firepower. He chose his weapons that he knew God would honor with him, the stone and the sling. In this story, we see where David took 5 smooth stones from the brook or the water and put them in his shepherd's bag and in his sling. Let me now open that up a little bit more for the born-again believer today in the New Testament. Those 5 stones, smooth stones, they represent Bible verses. The water that he got them from, that represents the water of God, the water of the Word. He puts them in his shepherd's bag, that represents the spirit of a person today, a born-again believer. And he put them in his sling and used them. Let me go a little bit further here. A born-again believer today in the New Testament goes to the Word of God, which is the water of the Word of God, and takes out the Bible verses and puts them in his spirit. And then when the time comes to fight Goliath, he takes them out of his spirit, puts them in his tongue, and speaks that word or those verses of the Bible out at the problem. This is a direct representation from David in the Old Testament to a born-again believer in the New Testament. When I have a problem, I go to the water of God's word. I take out the stones, the Bible verses, put them into my spirit man. And when the problem comes at me, I go to my spirit man and pull those verses up, put them on my tongue and speak them out at the problem and bring it down. The word of God says, speak to the mountain. Amen. Let us now continue on 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 41 to 47. Reading from 41, and the Philistine came on and drew near to David, and the man that bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said to David, am I a dog, that you come against me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and with a spear, with a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you, and you take your head and from thee, and I will give your carcass to the hosts of the Philistines this day, unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth. All the earth will know that there is a God in Israel, and this assembly shall know that the Lord saves not by the sword and the spirit, for the battle belongs to the Lord, and he will deliver you into my hands. Let me expand further. Goliath sees David and comes to fight and laughs at him and curses him. David speaks back to Goliath and says that you come to me with a sword and a spear and a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, to whom you have defied. David declares his faith. David further declares that the Lord saves not with the spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into my hands. Do not let the giant or the mountain speak to you ever again. David did not let Goliath, the devil, speak any more words of fear. David kept the promise of God before his eyes and also in his mouth. Don't let the devil speak to you ever again. You speak the word of God. And what's interesting to see in this battle that David didn't walk towards Goliath. He ran towards Goliath. This is a spiritual principle that if you have a problem, don't run from it in fear, because you will give the spirit of fear more room to take in your life. Run towards the problem in the name of Jesus by faith, declaring the word of God. And you're doing the same thing as David did when he ran towards Goliath and slung the stones in his sling and put them and shot them at Goliath. You are to do the same thing. Take the word of God, put it in your mouth, and speak it at the mountain and to bring it down. Reading from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 48 to 52. Reading from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 48 to 52. Reading from 48. And it came to pass, when the Philistines arose and came and drew near to David, that David hasted, ran towards him. It's very interesting, isn't it? David ran towards the problem, not run from the problem. He ran towards the enemy to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, took a stone and slung it, and smote or knocked down the Philistine in the forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine, and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran, stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of his sheath, and therefore slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines. In these verses, we see Goliath moves towards David, but David ran towards his enemy. David takes a stone from his shepherd bag, slings it, and hits Goliath in the forehead, and he falls to the ground, not dead, but unconscious, just like the bear and the lion situation. David had learned from the past not to allow the devil to get up again, or your Goliath, to attack you, just because the symptoms have left, just because the pressure of the problem has eased off. Do not take a rest of your battle of faith until you have total victory. David took the sword of Goliath, stood upon him, and cut his head off. When the devil is defeated, all of the other little devils and demons will run away too. The devil's head, that is the victory, is in your hand, in your testimony. And the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I hope you've enjoyed this story today about David in the Old Testament where he fights Goliath. It relates to us as born-again believers today to put the word of God into our spirit man and to speak it out of the problem. The word of God is the answer. It's got the anointing upon it, the power upon it to remove the problem before us. Thank you for being with me today. The next part coming will be part 6, the conclusion of this subject. Thank you and God bless.